Om Shanti, this is the slogan from the Murli of the 29th of April. Make unhappiness your servant. Do not allow it to appear on your face. I don't know about you, but I find that a rather amazing way of saying things. As God's teachings often are. Here is unhappiness, and Baba is telling us that even unhappiness can serve us. Even unhappiness can play a positive role in our life. Because after all, what is a servant? A servant is someone who is there to help you, to do as you bid, to serve you. And moreover, a servant is hired for this. So can I imagine that my unhappiness is there to serve me, and it's something I have hired? So how does unhappiness serve me? I think it's quite clear that if we're honest, unhappiness tells me where I'm still weak. Unhappiness tells me that I am still weak. Or sensitive, too sensitive. For example, if someone I feel doesn't like me, or someone says hurtful words and I am affected, then I can understand by losing my happiness, being affected, that definitely there must be some weakness in my quality of self-respect. Self-confidence. Or even more recently, Baba's talked about illness. If the body gets ill and I lose my stage, I lose that happiness, definitely it's indicating to me that on some level or another, I've been taking support from this body. My body or my heart requires a happy, healthy body in order to feel happy and healthy itself. So here, that loss of happiness is telling me that I'm weak in my truths of the eternity of the soul, the real relationship between the soul and the body. I'm weak in the practice of bodilessness, soul consciousness. And so, in this way, unhappiness is serving us, if we're honest, and we're not putting things off by blaming the body, blaming another, blaming God, blaming drama, but ready to believe that every single thing happening in the drama is for my benefit. And so just moving straight away to what is the unhappiness teaching me? Where's the weakness, and what do I need to be working on? You know, I had an interesting experience with this unhappiness business, especially as it relates to the face. I remember this phase I went through in my Brahmin life. I was just walking down the street, and I, by chance, passed a storefront with a mirror on it, and so I caught my face. And I was shocked, because I was not feeling stressed or tense or unhappy, not at all. But the face reflecting back to me in that mirror, beyond being not a happy face, it looked stressed, it looked tensed, And I was really shocked because I wasn't feeling that. So from that point on, I started experimenting with that a little bit. And as I moved around Bubba's center, you know, in the area where I live, from time to time, I would just like hold on to whatever I was feeling and go check my face in the mirror. And I saw the same thing again and again. The face reflecting back to me was not a face reflecting my feelings, which were not unhappy feelings. They were not stressful feelings, but somehow that face always looked very tense, very intense, I would say. So then I experimented. I would pull myself up in front of the mirror every once in a while, suddenly. I would find that same kind of face, which I didn't feel reflected what I was feeling at all, but I would give drishti to that face. I would get lost in Bubba's remembrance. And then I would look at that face again. And interestingly enough, then that face was sparkling. All the images of intenseness, stress, tension, they were gone. And there was a radiance, a sparkle, something like you'd imagine Bubba would want when he says, our face should reveal him, the truth. So with enough experiments like that, I began to understand that it's not enough just to remove from the heart negative feelings. It's not enough to remove the angry thoughts, the depressed thoughts. That doesn't produce a radiant face. It's really only to the extent that I have drawn into myself and accumulated those specific frequencies of God's purity and my own, those specific frequencies of peace, godly, spiritual love or joy, that then the face is what it needs to be. So I was able to understand also that even though I wasn't feeling intense and I wasn't feeling stressed, the face was still reflecting that, because beyond whatever is going on at the surface level of the soul, which I'd cleared a lot out of already, nevertheless, in the deep of the soul, there's 63 lives worth of angry thoughts, depressed feelings, and all those other negative things. And that's actually what's still on the face. As I was saying, it's not enough that I just cleared off from the surface. In other words, I'm walking down the street not feeling stressed, not feeling intense, as if unless and until I'm actually walking down the street in remembrance, the face will still reflect all the stuff from the last 63 births. So the question is, how can we get to the deep? How can we make sure that our efforts in all four subjects are actually reaching the depths of the soul where 63 lives worth of upside downness are still recorded. And it's these that are sabotaging my efforts to become a truly happy soul. And of course, it's not going to be a magic bullet. It would be the accumulation of my efforts over time, man above, as much of a routine and a discipline I can create for myself so that I'm accumulating moments of remembrance. As if, you know, this happiness thing is more like a health issue, a spiritual health issue, whereby if I'm not happy, it means that I've picked up some bug. Sometimes Baba calls it the flu. Because all of this jnana that we're getting and experiences of the presence of God in our life should prove to us that I will never have an excuse for not being happy. If I've understood even to the slightest degree the repeating drama, the laws of karma, and then on the other side, my part, this confluence age, the hugeness of my fortune, then I'm really just deceiving myself if I'm still giving any excuses for not being happy. So this unhappiness is really like a chronic illness, which has really taken over the soul. So we can say chronic illness, like, say, being overweight, you know? You're not going to lose weight overnight, and it's not going to be a magic pill that'll help you lose weight. You've got to come up with a whole new way of living, basically. You've got to educate yourself about the right foods to eat, what kind of exercise is safe for you, and you've got to start, and then you have to keep it up. There has to be such a discipline. You need patience, you need faith, you need a vision, positivity, so many things in order to lose lots and lots of excess weight. And I've come to feel it's the same for this spiritual weight of unhappiness that has accumulated on the soul. We have to really understand what food for thought helps us reduce that unhappiness and what kind of food for thought makes us heavier, increases that weight. We have to exercise. Amrit Vela, preparing well for Amrit Vela, traffic controls, service through the mind while eating, you know, all of these different things are a kind of exercise for us, not to mention churning, you know, so many things. So, bottom line on all of this, I think, is that in order to really make sure that I come up with a routine and I stick to a routine that really allows the light and might of God's pure presence in my life to reach those deep, deep crevices down below in the soul. Main thing is to check my motivation. How serious am I about becoming a happy person? How much do I find that attractive? A human being walking around the planet who radiates, who sparkles, a kind of healthy well-being that nothing can diminish. Nothing can diminish. How attractive do I find that kind of vision? Because I think that defining that as a goal, a destiny for myself, full health to I, the soul, that then I begin to really identify all the different things I'm doing, aspects of the carelessness and the laziness that Baba spoke of yesterday, which is keeping the weight on, keeping me heavy, not allowing me to become light. So these kinds of aspects come to my mind in terms of one day being able to have a face which really reflects God, reflects these beautiful truths we're learning, all because we've learned how to make unhappiness our servant. Om Shanti.